Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are standing by for a news conference out of York, Pennsylvania. That is in south central, far south central Pennsylvania, just north of the Maryland border, south of Harrisburg, where five law enforcement officers were shot today serving a warrant. Four of them are in very, very bad condition. Three of them are listed in grave condition.
One critical.
And one critical and one serious.
A neighbor told WGAL in Philadelphia that he heard at least 30 gunshots and then saw two police officers lying on the ground, quote, at a farmhouse. They are saying now, we were surmising this just based on the landscape around the medevac helicopter, that this did happen in a very rural area of York County, and this is in far southeastern Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah, south central.
South central.
It would probably be more accurate. But and this is not a lightly populated rural county. It has 450,000 people. Here is the news conference from York, Pennsylvania.
That has rocked the community here in York County this afternoon. The incident occurred in Codurus Township, York County. I'd like to preemptively say that there are many details which at this point we are not prepared to release given the ongoing nature of the investigation. That having been said, we would like to advise the community that there is no current active threat. The situation today involved law enforcement officers who were shot. I can confirm that the shooter is dead. I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today, three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York. They are currently listed in critical but stable condition. The district attorney of York County, who is no stranger to this community, or in collaborating with the Pennsylvania State Police, Tim Barker. I've spoken to him. The Pennsylvania State Police has been asked to convene a major case team to conduct the lead in this investigation with the assistance and in collaboration and in partnership with the York County District Attorney. I can assure you that all of the resources of the Pennsylvania State Police are being brought to bear. There is still very much an active scene at Codurus Township, York County. Later this evening, the district attorney will have more information to release. I can tell you that the Pennsylvania State Police have taken over calls for service for the Northern York Regional Police Department, and we will continue to do so to support our partners. I can tell you that I've spoken to the special agent in charge of the FBI out of Philadelphia, our municipal partners and county partners here in York County, and we've received multiple offers of assistance from our fellow state partners to include New Jersey and York. But we have a very large investigative scene. In being here today with our law enforcement family for the second time in 2025, I'd just like to say on a very personal note, our hearts and prayers go out to them to the families of the deceased and the families of those officers who were wounded. There are simply no words that I can offer to assuage the grief that this community has experienced and unfortunately will continue to experience. The grief will be unbearable, but we will bear it. So we stand here today united for our partners all across the law enforcement spectrum, and we will not rest until we've conducted a full, fair, competent, and thorough investigation into this matter. Lastly, I would simply ask to the community here in York County and beyond, all across Pennsylvania and all across our nation, if you could keep the families that were touched by this tragedy today in your thoughts and prayers. Please give them a solemn thought. And to the women and men who are working diligently right now to push this incident forward and the investigation forward and the aftermath that will have to be dealt with and persevered through, our hearts and prayers are with them. Thank you very much. I'll now turn it over to Governor Shapiro.
This is an absolutely tragic and devastating day for York County and for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We grieve for the loss of life for three precious souls who served this county, served this Commonwealth, and served this country. And we continue to pray for the full recovery of those who are dealing with their wounds. This, of course, is on the heels of just a few months ago when we lost another York County son, Officer Duarte, who again gave his life in the line of service. I had the opportunity with the Lieutenant Governor and with Senator Phillips Hill, Representative Grove, and your three county commissioners to spend some time with the families of those who have been impacted by this violence today. I think it's important for you to know that these families who are dealing with their grieving right now and their suffering right now took time to tell us how proud they are of their loved ones who put on a uniform to keep us safe. It's an extraordinary thing that these law enforcement families do. They support the individual who puts on the uniform and runs toward danger. They're there for them when they leave in the morning, and they pray throughout the day that they will come home at night. So I hope as this community comes together, as I know it knows how to do, and prays, that we think not just about those who wear the uniform, but those who stand behind and next to those who wear the uniform every day. These families are extraordinary, and I hope you'll join me in prayer for them. I had some time to spend with the law enforcement who are gathered here today, who ran here because they knew that their brothers in uniform were in danger or their lives were cut short. And I'll just share with you what I told them. The entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania respects them, and we have their backs. And we so appreciate the work that they do every single day when they go out to keep us safe, when they go out to protect our freedoms and our rights. This is something that, sadly, we only tend to share in times of tragedy. I think it is important that this Commonwealth knows that every day we appreciate those who put on the uniform and those who keep us safe. There are others here at WellSpan who wear different kind of uniforms. And I want to say thank you to the doctors, to the nurses, to the staff here at this extraordinarily wonderful healthcare institution that sadly has seen too much trauma. But thanks to their extraordinary talents and their dedication to their neighbors, they're able to help people get back up on their feet. That's what you did today for these two brave souls who put on a uniform to keep us safe. So we appreciate those of you who don the white coat and the scrubs, those of you who support the work that they do. You truly are wonderful people, and we appreciate you very, very much. I want to let you know that Attorney General Pam Bondi reached out directly to me and shared with me that we have the full support of the federal government. I know, as Colonel Parris indicated before, he has spoken to the lead of the FBI here in this region. We so appreciate law enforcement at every level, and we, of course, appreciate our federal partners. General and I worked together when I was Attorney General here in Pennsylvania. She was Attorney General in Florida. It meant a lot to me that she reached out to offer her support and her prayers for good people of Pennsylvania. Here's the last thing I want to say, and I'll turn it over to Lieutenant Governor. This kind of violence isn't okay. We need to do better as a society. We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health. We need to do better when it comes to looking out for those who are in need, so we don't have to deal with tragedies like this. We got to do better as a society. I know everybody up here believes that, and everybody up here works hard to do that every day. I just think as a community, it's time for us to work hard to heal from this and to make sure that those whose lives were lost today, that something constructive can come from that in their memory that stops this kind of violence in the future. It protects those people that put on those uniforms for us. It makes it so these trauma surgeons don't have to patch this many people up. We got to do better as a society. I know we're all committed to doing that work. We've got to do even more. Now's the time for this community to come together and to do this important work. And so on behalf of a grateful Commonwealth, I say to those who wear the uniform of law enforcement, thank you. To those who wear the uniform of healthcare, thank you. To the elected leaders up here, thank you for the work that you have done and know you will do to keep our community safe. And to Colonel Parris and the entire team at the Pennsylvania State Police, I know you will have every resource you need to make sure that this investigation is conducted fully and thoroughly, and that whatever steps need to be taken will. May God bless York County and the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. May God bless and watch over those families that are suffering right now. Lori and I join you in prayer. And I think prayer is a particularly important thing at this moment here in York County and all across Pennsylvania.
All right. Our thanks to CNN for letting us piggyback on some of their coverage. That is Governor Shapiro from the state of Pennsylvania speaking prior, was Colonel Parris, who is the head of the Pennsylvania State Police. And the news this afternoon is not good. Officers were serving a warrant at a rural home in York County, Pennsylvania. As they approached the home, they were fired upon. Three of those officers sadly lost their lives this afternoon. The other two are in critical condition at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. The suspect took his own life. We will continue to monitor. If events warrant, we will go back to CNN or ABC News with new updates. You're listening to Dana and Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.